Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Thursday, the 24th of November. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. All right, let's go to the scores on the doors. And another positive night in the US market. Dow Jones closing up 96 points. Or 0.28%, 34,194, 34,194. We had a higher than the Dow of 164 up and a low of 93 down, so a very narrow trading range. Again, this was despite FOMC meeting minutes coming out last night. So we did see a bit of a choppy session in the US markets. And we did see those FOMC minutes, which we'll look at in a little while. NASDAQ up 0.99%, 1%, 111 points to 112.85. The S&P 500 was up 24 points or 0.59% to 4,027. And that VIX volatility index, saggy, down 4.2%, 20.48. You do get the feeling that it's going to slip below 20 in the next few days, especially given Thanksgiving on Thursday, the market is closed. We do also, of course, have a Thanksgiving shortened day on Friday, so pretty thin trading conditions in the US market. European market slightly positive, Stock 600 up 0.6, FTSE up 0.2, Germany pretty much unchanged, France up 0.32, Spain unchanged as well, so nothing very much great shakes in European markets either. But we did see some economic data coming out in the US last night. Jobless claims data came in higher than expected. 240,000, 225,000 was expected, maybe signaling that the labor market may be weakening. And durable goods orders for October were stronger than anticipated. A little bit of a mixed message there. But the important thing last night, of course, was the FOMC minutes from the last Federal Reserve meeting, and it looks like a substantial majority of participants are looking at a slowing pace of increase as being likely appropriate soon. Capital Economics' Paul Ashworth said the minutes suggest there is no consensus on how high the peak in rates would ultimately need to be or how long to leave policy in that restrictive stance. We also saw last night consumer expecting prices will climb at an average rate or an annual rate of 4.9% over the next year, down 0.5.1%. So we are seeing that consumer expectation for inflation falling, and those FOMC minutes do suggest that the Fed is erring more towards 50 basis points than 75. And although not pausing or pivoting, because it's way too early to call that, but to be at least pulling back on the throttle for those rate rises and see how much damage they will have done to the economy. In other news, we did see Tesla shares up nearly 8% on Wednesday. They hit a 52-week low on Tuesday, but Citigroup upgraded the stock and wrote in a note that the year-to-date pullback was balanced out with the near-term risk-reward. So a little bit of a rise there for Tesla. In other US stocks, we had Apple up 0.6, Meta up 0.7, Google up 1.5, Microsoft up 1, Amazon up 1, Tesla, as I say, up around 8%, Netflix up 1.7, US banks doing well, not spectacular, JP Morgan up 1.1, Citigroup, though, fell 2.2%, Bank of America up 0.3, Block, the artist formerly known as Square, was up 1.9%, and we did see Walmart up 0.5% last night. Looking at treasuries, we saw the US 10 years falling in terms of yield, 3.695, so that was on the back of those FOMC minutes. And we also saw the 2-year down to 4.48, with the US dollar index down just over 1%, which was good news, I guess, for the gold price, which was up $12.10 or 0.7%. Did see as well last night a big tumble in the oil price, hitting a near two-month low as the traders assessed a higher-than-expected price cap on Russian crude. between $65 and $70 a barrel. The EU did go a bit soft and squishy on it, though. But there was a surprise build-up in US products as well. So we did see that oil price fall. Brent crude fell 4.3%. So that's a big, big move last night. WTI down 3.6%. So again, a big, big move last night. That will certainly help and take some of the pressure off inflation. Other commodities, pretty dull, to be honest. Copper down 0.3, nickel down 0.6, aluminium down 1.9, zinc down 0.14, lead up 0.1, and tonne up 0.7. Iron ore was up 1.1%. We have Dalian iron ore futures up 0.9% yesterday, but I did see them down over 2% at one stage. In terms of our mining stocks and international mining stocks, we had BHP up 2.2% in ADRs, Rio up 1.4% in ADRs, Freeport-McMoRan up 0.6%, Alcoa down 1.7%, Teck up 1.6%, Anglo up 1.7%, Glencore up 3%, Vale up 1.5%, and Albemarle up 0.3%. In other news today, we have New Zealand Central Bank has warned the country faces a recession in 2023. Well, if it keeps raising rates the way it does at the moment, 75 basis points yesterday, it's hardly going to be a surprise when we do get that recession in New Zealand. In market news today from local companies, GPT Group is to sell two Eastern Seaboard industrial parks to NashCap for $250 million. And speculation that Mervac's new incoming CEO could look at retail property sales. Lendi mortgage brokers have been hit by an outage on their technology platform last week, and there are some concerns that they will be changing the commission structure. And CLSA and Broker Moves today have initiated a look at some lithium miners, AKE and Pilbara, PLS, that's Alchem and Pilbara. Pilbara initiated with a buy with a $6 target, and Alchem initiated outperform with a $16.25 price target. Whitehaven Coal has been downgraded to neutral from buy at Bank of America. Perenti downgraded to hold from a buy at Jefferies. 29 Metals downgraded to underperform from hold at Jefferies. Smart Group downgraded to neutral from outperform at Macquarie. And Virgin Money UK has been upgraded to a buy from a neutral at UBS. We have our SPY futures up around 5 points, so it's not going to be a stunningly brilliant day today. And of course, US markets are closed, but the path of least resistance remains to the upside. Yesterday, we had a good day in the market, although it was off the top as we saw a little bit of weakness in China. Maybe we will see the market push ahead again today, but the path of least resistance remains to the upside, and you do get the feeling that we want to go through 7,300 at some stage, 7,232 at the moment. So interesting there to see how our market reacts today. But slight bias to the upside, I suspect. SPY futures up around 5 points. Question of the day today. There certainly is some good news coming out of Qantas at the moment, and anyone who's tried to book fares on Qantas will be stunned by the price increases. Say Sydney to Melbourne has just gone through the roof, where you used to be able to fly for $60 or $80. Now it's more like $400 or $500. And Qantas making it off like a bandit in terms of their profit, and the share price going nuts as well. But given that Qantas received a whole bunch of money from the government during COVID, should it be looking, or should it be asked to pay back some of that money to the federal government now that the good times are back? Or should it just enjoy the good times while they last? Because I'm sure at some stage they will not last forever. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. And as always, may the trading gods be with you.